Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Let me bring in Mario Regan back to costs and some hidden costs. Or what happened, Marie? You got your shopping from Lidl, you got it delivered to your home, and then what did you discover?
Well, I discovered the reason I wanted to raise these exorbitant charges by Buy Me, they're called, and it's actually an independent convenience service. So they basically are an online site who deliver for Lidl and apparently Tesco now as well.
Oh, do they? Okay.
But I hadn't noticed in the first one or two orders, because I normally get from Super Value, and at least you know with Super Value in Greystones here, they only charge the delivery service. That's it.
Okay, so much anyway, how much were you charged?
Okay, well, on a 53 euro bill, I was charged 68 euro, and I said I didn't actually notice this hidden charge on the previous one or two orders, because they were higher orders. But in this one, I thought, wow, 53 euro. Why was I charged 68?
No, just to be clear, you were charged 15 euro extra, was it, for the delivery? I don't have the paperwork
basically
in front of me.
$3.99 was the delivery,
okay,
but I was actually charged an extra 11. So I said, you can't get onto this, these people. You have to do is chat
and
online.
Where did your 11 euro go?
That's what I said. Where does this go? What is this about? So apparently, Buy Me is BUYMIE. It's an independent convenience service, and to fund the development and maintenance of their platform. And I said, what the hell is the platform fee for? He says it's for the shoppers being paid fairly for their time. And I said, excuse me. So,
okay,
in other words,
let's try and find out, Marie, because we have Devon Hughes from Buy Me. Devon, good apology. Devon, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Well, what is buyme.ie?
So I'll just first say hello. Marie is on the other line, is this?
Yes.
Hi, Marie. How are you? My name is Devon. I'm one of the co-founders of Buy Me. I started the business back in 2016. So I'm delighted to kind of come on and have a quick chat. So let me first maybe explain what Buy Me is for all of your listeners and yourself, Joe. We are an independent grocery delivery service. And what that means is that we allow users to order grocery and household items from large retailers like Lidl and Tesco, and have their order delivered store to door in as little as an hour by their very own personal shopper. So it's an independent service.
Under an hour?
In as little as an hour.
You must be joking,
Devon.
Yeah. Devon, do you know what? That is another issue. You can hardly ever get a delivery slot unless you actually want it maybe 24 hours ahead or even more. And as well as that, besides the delivery charge, you also charge VAT.
We do, yeah.
And you say that you're working hard to better service and making it affordable for everyone. How is that affordable when you're charging pay for your shopper?
Sure.
I mean, so, the likes of Super Value, they actually have their own employees.
They
actually only charge the delivery. That's it.
Sure. So
you're charging me for your shopper to do my shopping, the delivery, and the rates of interest is disgraceful. The varying rates between 10.75%, 12.75%, and 14.75%.
Sure.
I mean, that's outrageous.
And why are they different? First of all,
depending on the order, Joe. The higher the order, the less varying rate.
That's the cost. Yeah. So again, let me just unpack. There's a few things there, and I'm happy to talk about each of those points. So Buy Me is a platform. What we do is we control the app. We allow customers to see the number of items, categories, and the retailers of choice. That's the work that we provide. We partner with our shoppers, and they're the ones that provide the service. So when I first started Buy Me, Marie, in 2016, I was our first grocery delivery person. And in the first 2 years, I did about 1,800 grocery orders for our customers. And what's involved in a delivery process is a little bit different to what you might think with the likes of Super Value. So Super Value deliver from their I can explain. So Super Value will deliver through vans. Their orders are collected overnight, and they're put into the back of a van in the morning, and they're driven around the city and delivered on a scheduled route. our orders are actually received, and 70% of our orders are delivered on the day. So we receive an order, and it'll be delivered within a one-hour slot, a 60-minute window that our customer chooses. And we take that order.
Cool.
So I understand that you may have trouble sometimes finding a slot. We have grown over 2,000% in the last 12 months, and we're constantly trying to add more capacity, more shoppers onto our network. And that's a part of our rapid growth. Like we're essentially a fast-growing startup. And so sometimes you can't get a slot. But the other side of it, Marie, and this is an important context, is the basket structure plays a really important part in this. So depending on how many items are in your order, so you mentioned your order is a 53 euro order, am I correct?
Yeah, and it was 68. But I had a huge order the week before that was, well, it was huge for me. It was over 100 and something. And it cost me so much. I don't understand. But
Explain the cost. So the reason it costs, let's say, 15 euros in that case of your 53 euro basket is the average 50 euro basket has about 30 individual items. And so when a shopper goes to store, it takes them on average 1 to 1.2 minutes per item to pick each of those items for you. If there's anything out of stock, they'll also take the time to give you a phone call before they leave the store to let you know, there's still at stake.
Buy Me is actually is a person going through a supermarket with a trolley and queuing up at a checkout.
Yeah,
okay. Exactly.
So, just like a normal customer would.
Yeah, I just want to give people at home a picture of it. So when people, I did Super Value deliver their own, they have their own vans, isn't that correct?
Yes, and what they do, Joe, they basically only charge you for the delivery. They have their own employees who they pay that actually do the shop for you.
Buy Me is just like Just Eat or Deliveroo for your shopping. They do your shopping for you.
But that's what Super Value do, and they don't charge you for that privilege. What they're doing, they're charging you for their employees. So in other words, Buy Me now, they're independent service provider. But what they do is they pay their people 6 euro for each delivery, plus they get the delivery charge. Right. So what I'm saying to you is, why should we pay Buy Me to do their shopping? Why should we pay their shopper when that is what they should be doing?
Can you go to us? Do you know clearly from a supermarket whether it is a direct delivery service or whether it is this Deliveroo, this Buy Me, this platform where you pay extra? Did you know that clearly when you ordered your groceries online?
Definitely not.
And why did you not know that?
Well, because it's in tiny writing, it's in the subtotal. You don't get a receipt.
So you went onto the Lidl website?
Yes. Okay. I went on to the Lidl, but it came up as a Buy Me. And then what they do then... No, I mean, like, the reason I went to Lidl, because I wanted to try, because they have a good selection of a range over the whole supermarket, which I wanted to try. But, I mean, why should I have to pay for that privilege? I mean, Lidl,
for example, don't do their own home shopping. They don't have vans.
Right, they're much cheaper, their goods. But then it's not actually cheap when you think of it, because then you're paying the 10.75% to 14.75% on top of delivery and the VAT. I mean, so and then just, you can't get a delivery slot.
And Devin, who are your clients at the minute, Devin?
Today we're partnered with Lidl. So Lidl would be our first retail partner, actually. We operated independently of our own service up until late last year. But just to give a little bit of more context.
So every Lidl delivery comes through Buy Me now?
Yeah, okay. But Buy Me doesn't generate any money from the purchase of the items themselves. Lidl and retailers like it, Super Value, make margin on the product. They actually shelve and distribute the products. Buy Me actually makes no profit from the sale of the individual items. It's our service and the connection that we provide to our customers where our value sits within it. So if you think about it, today the average consumer will spend 5.5 days this year in a grocery store. That 15 euro that you pay, Marie, for example, is saving you the time, the fuel, and the hassle of having to go down to a store
when it may not be convenient. Then are you mad? I mean, how can you justify those prices? Because I know that I've talked to neighbours of mine, and they were absolutely, they were astonished. They thought it was totally unacceptable why we should pay that exorbitant price on top of our groceries. I mean, the thing is, it would it'd be cheaper for me to actually go and get a taxi and instead of paying your charges.
Yeah, but then,
now, I don't know how you can justify it.
But then,
how can you justify it, Devin?
Because, Marie, is it not simply that you're employing somebody, that service that Buy Me offer? They are employing somebody to do your individual shopping with a trolley.
Well,
and
Super Value have...
I know, then you're going to have to stay with Super Value.
Well, exactly, so that's what I have been doing, unfortunately, now for them.
Just some clarity for you, Marie. Like, we don't employ our shoppers. Our shoppers actually work for our customers when they receive an order. We provide the means in which you to send your list of items. We provide the connectivity so that they can contact you if there's anything out of stock. Like, for example, one of the biggest friction points for grocery e-commerce is, one, next day delivery is the majority in which most services have been provided. We focus on same day, which is far more convenient. And usually, convenience comes with a little bit of a premium. And that's part of the value. The other side, though, is that personalized experience. If there's something out of stock, you'll get a contact from one of our shoppers to discuss that with you, so you don't end up missing out on an
item. And you know what? Another issue I have as well, Devin, is that if you go, okay, I keep raising a Super Value, but I am comparing like with like, okay? Now, except that they are, they would ring me. They would ring me and say, we mightn't have this item in. And so that's what you get from a local shop. But the thing is, besides what you're doing, you're saying that it's fair that we actually pay for your service. I mean, the reason people go to you is because you're cheaper, your goods are. But then if you're
we don't own the goods, Marie. Do you just get paid, provide the service.
Okay, Devin, do you get paid by Lidl?
No, we don't. We earn revenue from the customer service
concierge shopping or whatever. Now, Devin, how much does somebody get paid to do the shopping for Marie and...
€6.
So let me give you the context.
How much
average shopper working with us earns about €12 an hour. And
shoppers that it was €6 they get from you. Yeah. And but that's for
plus
every
delivery fee.
Shop.
So yeah, so
do they get separate payments for petrol expenses, time, traffic?
So that's all inclusive. So they earn a fixed rate. So if you think about it, the way in which is that they might not be guaranteed orders. For example, orders may not come in. So we provide a guaranteed rate, and then they receive €9 per drop. And so that brings them up to a significantly higher payment. But what happens is that depending on the size of the basket, so for example, Marie's basket might have had 30 items. They could have been doing another customer's order that had 10 items. So they would do more than one delivery in an hour, and that allows them to earn significantly more.
But where are your shop? Where are your are they employees? Do you have
our shoppers are independent partners?
Okay. So Marie rings. I don't know where Marie is living, but let's say
I'm in Newtown and Kennedy.
Okay, Newtown and Kennedy. Marie's living in Newtown and Kennedy, and she goes on the Buy Me app and says, "I want a little delivery." Which little do you go to? How do you?
So this is a great question, Joseph. This is part of where the cost goes. So we've actually built an algorithm so when the customer chooses, they choose the retailer of choice, not the location. When that order comes in, it's fed into our algorithm. We call it Jarvis, which is essentially our AI. Right. Jarvis will look at all of the characteristics of the baskets that are happening all over the city. So how many items, where the customer's location is, and then it'll put it together it'll bundle it with orders of similar kind, and then it'll send that to a shopper, the best shopper who's located within the local region to fulfill the order.
This is one of your independent contractors.
Exactly. And then they're routed to the most optimal retail site to fulfill the order.
And who would those independent contractors be typically?
It's quite a mixed bunch, actually. So students would be a big portion of our shopper network.
Students with a car.
Students with a car, correct, yeah. and they'd be people who would be, you know, looking for the ability to work flexibly around their school schedule. We have semi-skilled workers, so people who would work for their local takeaway or Chinese in the evening. They actually come and work with our platform during the day and in the morning times. And then actually another demographic, which we're starting to see more recently, is actually empty nesters. So those who are retired or semi-retired have a little bit of extra extra time and would like a little extra income.
Can I just ask you one question?
Sure, Marie.
How can you possibly justify those extra charges? I mean, a 53 euro bill and being charged 68. That's what I can't understand. I mean, why would anybody get an order into you?
Yeah, but hang on, Marie, come at it another way. Now, first of all, the little are saying they do tell you up front that it's not if you shop online at Lidl, it's by me that will deliver it, and they're a separate company.
Right.
Okay. Now, how long do you think, Marie, it would take for that chap or woman or whatever to do your shop, your list, your 60, what, your 58?
I don't know, I suppose maybe half an hour.
So they have to get to the shop, they have to park up, they have to get a trolley, they have to go in and do the half-hour shop, if they know the shop, so to speak, if they know the configuration of the shop, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then they're back in the car and they drive to your house. Now, I don't know where your house is to that little. That's over an hour.
And
it's 72 and a half minutes, Joe. That's the average time it takes a shopper to do an order.
Well, hang on. Devin, those independent contractors are being paid less than the minimum wage.
No, they're not being paid less than minimum wage. If you take the 72 and a half minutes, they are being paid well over minimum wage.
Well, they told me, I've asked some of your delivery guys, and I told them the situation, and they didn't even actually realise that that's the charge that their customers are being. I mean, the thing is, you like to go to Lidl because you think you're getting good value for money, but you're not getting good value for money if you're being charged these exorbitant prices. And as well as that, they said that they're paid €6, and then whatever delivery. If the delivery was in 4 hours, it's €3.99. It's more if you wanted €4.99 if you put in an hour.
You cannot get
a slot. It's very hard to get a slot, a delivery slot.
Okay, well that,
it's not just that anyway. I just feel anybody I've spoken to.
Well, then you're going to pardon the pun, Marie. You're going to have to shop around, and you're going to have to find supermarkets or a brand. Hang on, a supermarket or a brand that just either deliver directly and you pay your fiver or whatever. You do understand now. I think when you see the Buy Me, the red heart logo, they are going in to do shopping. They're telling us clearly they've no.
Well, Joe, would you actually pay an extra €15 on top of your shopping bill? I mean, food is expensive.
Well, people obviously are, because Buy Me has gone up by 2,000%.
It comes down to your time. If you're traveling to store yourself, if you're driving your own car, you are paying a premium. You're just not baking it. You're not actually connecting that. The average consumer will spend €50,000 traveling to and from a grocery store over the lifetime of their business.
But I guarantee there's nobody I know will actually pay those exorbitant.
Somebody is.
Well, yeah, because do you know why? Because it's only a little bracket saying this is your processing platform fee. I mean, I just couldn't understand what that was.
People know now. Okay, Devin Hughes, best of luck with BuyMe. Marie O'Regan, thanks for bringing that to people's attention. 51551.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at RT.ie. Cindy, good afternoon. Buy me.
Hello.
Buy me.
Hi. Yeah, I just checked it in there while that caller was on about Buy Me and what she paid and that I agreed with her. She's probably gone by now. I had the same experience now with a good few weeks ago. I don't remember how much I paid. It wasn't a large shop like herself. I don't think it was over 100 or that, but I do know that I was surprised at the extra charges. I didn't realise that I was paying for their shoppers, and I don't agree with that.
But who
has the time like to go on to Lidl's site and look for small print and read if it's printed there or something? Who does that like? I don't think many people would do that. You look at the delivery charge, I suppose. or you think that it's like with Tesco or don't do it. But other outlets that do deliveries, and they usually charge.
And do Tesco charge you for deliveries? What did no Tesco?
Tesco, I know, but that's a long time ago. Also, I don't do it that often. But I know with Tesco, it was just a normal delivery price.
But with Buy Me, do you now understand it's like Deliveroo or Just Eat? For shopping. Someone actually goes and collects your shopping.
I didn't realise that. And
it's that kind of service. Let me bring Rita Brennan in. Rita, I don't want to go through all the supermarkets in the country that don't charge the shop, because then you're getting into, what price is the actual product? But Rita, go ahead. You're in Mayo.
I'm originally from Glenfeaton, Donegal.
Yeah.
I live in Mayo, in Kiltimann.
Yeah, Kiltimann.
Super Value is our local store, and they do not charge for delivery at all.
They don't charge for delivery at all. It's a terrible line. But is there any distance limit, any specification in terms of maximum?
I would probably say if it was over 10 miles, yes. But under 10, no. Excuse me. Under 10 miles, there's no
recharge. Okay. Were you aware that there is a company called Buy Me that does shopping for you?
I did hear of them, and I haven't been in touch with the radio now for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay, I meant to ask.
I'm aware of that company. And they do, I think, charge with maybe Tesco's down here, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, we'll try and find out. Okay, thanks, Anita. That's Rita Brennan and Cindy, 51551.